You live in a fallen world. It is inevitable that you're going to be hurt, that your heart is going to get wounded. It's not a matter of if, but a matter of when and how much. You're going to sin against others. Others are going to sin against you. And sometimes it'll be a combination of both. These things will hurt you. They will wound and break your heart. They will fill your life with pain. They will also open the door for all kinds of negative emotions that will gain ground in your life and bring misery into your life. And this is exactly why emotional healing is needed. It is not God's will for you to live with a broken heart. It's not His purpose for you to be filled with negative emotions. It is His purpose for you to be whole emotionally. God longs for you to experience emotional wholeness. And this can happen as you seek Him for emotional healing. What is emotional healing? Well, emotional healing is seeking God for the healing of damaged emotions and the cultivation of godly, healthy emotions. It is asking God to remove the past pain and change your response to past hurts. It is draining away the poison of past hurts and resentment and then replacing it with the fruit of the Spirit. Psalm 147 verse 3 reveals that emotional healing is a reality through God's grace and power. The Word of God says there that God heals the brokenhearted and He binds up their wounds. You can be healed of past pain, of past hurt, of past resentments. You can have emotional wholeness. In order to seek God for this emotional healing, you must first of all understand what it is. And I want you to notice with me today four basic facts about God's emotional healing. The first basic fact we need to notice about God's emotional healing is the source of emotional healing. And the source of emotional healing is God. God is the source of our emotional healing. He is the healer of damaged lives. Our text emphasizes that He is the one who heals us. God is the only one who can grant emotional healing in our life. He is the only one who can touch us and bring genuine change into our lives. It is God who created you. It is God who gave you these emotions. When those emotions are damaged, He is the only one who can provide that healing in your life. In the early days when automobiles were first coming off the assembly lines, a man was out in the country. His car broke down. Another car pulled up behind him, and the man got out and asked him if he could help him. And so the man that had drove up helped him and helped him get his car cranked. And the man who had broken down was so grateful. He told the man how much he appreciated it. And he said, "By the way, what's your name?" And he said, "My name is Henry Ford." And so it dawned on the man that this is why he was able to fix his car. He was able to do what was right to get the car going again, because he's the one who made the car. The man who made the car was the man who could get it to running right. You see, God is the one who created you. God gave your emotions, and He is the one that can heal those emotions. God is the one who can remove the pain. He can drain away the resentment, the envy, the bitterness, and the unforgiveness that plagues you. He is the one that can grant you the grace and the power to cope with and face the consequences of sin, whether it's your sin or somebody else's sin. And because of this, you must seek God with faith. God is the emotional healer. And since He is the source of healing, you must approach Him and seek Him on the basis of faith. The Word of God tells us in Hebrews 11, verse 6, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." Since God is the healer, you must approach Him with faith, believing that He is the source and that He can and will touch you. You must seek Him. You must believe in His power to touch you and to heal you. You must be thoroughly convinced of this. There can be no hesitation. There can be no doubt concerning this point. You must believe that God is able to deal with the emotional pain, with the sorrow, with the grief, with the hurt, with the bitterness, with the unforgiveness, with the loneliness, with the sense of being unworthy or worthless. You must know that God can deal with that, and that God can touch you and change you at your point of need. You cannot experience emotional healing apart from seeking God and trusting Him. You alone cannot change yourself. You don't have enough willpower or strength to heal yourself. It is only by His power and His love that you can be healed. So the first basic fact that we see about emotional healing is that God is the source of emotional healing. The second basic fact that we see about emotional healing is the confrontation in emotional healing. And the confrontation has to do with the fact that you must confront the damaged emotions. Our text declares that God binds up the wounds of the brokenhearted. God binds up our wounds. He binds up our hurts. When the text says that he uses the term bind up, it means to clean out the wound, to apply medicine, and then to bandage it. And that's exactly what God can do to our wounded, damaged emotions. God will help us deal with the wounded emotions. God will heal. But here's an important point. You must face the hurts. You must face the damaged emotions. Now, God is the healer. It is only through His power and love that you can be healed. And that's the point that we just saw a moment ago. Yet now, you're responsible for confronting the negative emotions in your life. You must be willing to look at, to confess, and then release the past hurts and the wounds of your life. You must be willing to face negative, ungodly emotions. Emotional healing is not magic. When we talk about emotional healing, we're not talking about something magical. We're not talking about something that is mysterious. What we're talking about is opening yourself up to God, trusting God, and opening yourself up to Him so that He might touch you, and facing the wounds to your heart, facing the negative emotions that have resulted from maybe the things that you've done wrong, or maybe the things that somebody has done wrong against you. Our damaged emotions can result from basically one of three things, or a combination of one of these three things. First of all, our damaged emotions result from our own personal sin. We do damage to our emotional life when we sin against God and we sin against others. Because when we sin against God and others, we have guilt, shame, remorse, fear, frustration, a sense of alienation. And so our own personal sin can damage our emotions. But there's also the result of the sins of others. We can be damaged because of the sins of other people. Maybe anger, unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, jealousy, envy. And a third way that we have damaged emotions is that our ungodly reaction to circumstances or people. We choose to respond in a sinful way. Instead of responding to people in a godly way, and instead of responding to adverse circumstances or unkind people in a godly way, we choose to respond in a sinful way. But if you're going to experience emotional healing in your life, you must be ready to face the hurt and ungodly negative emotions. You must be willing to deal with the circumstance or circumstances, the person or the people that are behind this. Emotional healing does not take place by chance or by coincidence. It does not take place apart from your cooperation with God. You must seek Him and believe Him, and you must be ready to confront what's gone wrong. You must be ready to confront what's went wrong in your life. You must be ready to release the hurt, to let go of the negative, ungodly emotions that have developed in your life. There is a confrontation involved in emotional healing. You must desire His healing, ready and willing to forsake the hurt, ready and willing to forsake and change the ungodly, negative emotions of God that you have in your life. You must be ready to release your misery for God's mercy. You must be ready to turn loose of those things in your life that you hung on to. You've got to be ready to turn loose of the guilt and the shame. You've got to be ready to turn loose of the unforgiveness, the bitterness. You've got to be ready to turn loose of that sense of worthlessness and that sense of feeling as if you're not worthy of any love or of anyone being kind to you. So there is a confrontation in emotional healing. A third basic fact about emotional healing that we need to see today is the goal of emotional healing. And the goal of emotional healing is the cultivation of godly, healthy emotions. Our text declares that God binds up the brokenhearted. And as we said a moment ago, that is dealing with the wound, cleaning the wound out and putting medicine in and then bandaging it. God desires to heal your pain. He desires to deal with the pain, the hurt that you have in your life. He longs to help you to confront and conquer those ungodly negative emotions that have gained the ground in your life. Yet God wants more than this. He wants to deal with the pain, and He wants to deal with the misery. He wants to deal with the hurt in your life, but God wants so much more for you than just this. He desires to manifest and cultivate positive, godly emotions in your life. God has purposed to replace the sinful, negative emotions with godly, positive emotions. The picture that we have here in our text of Scripture is one of cleaning out a wound, putting medicine in it, and then bandaging it. It's much like when you go to a dentist and you have a cavity. When you go and you have a cavity, what they do is they drill out the old dead, decayed matter. They then put medicine in that place, and then they put a filling in. They put something in to replace what was dead and decayed. And this is a sense of what God wants to do in your life through emotional healing. God wants to remove those negative, godly, ungodly emotions. He wants to take away the unforgiveness, the bitterness, the hurt, the wounds in your life. But He wants to replace it with the fruit of the Spirit. It is God's will that you experience emotional wholeness. And what is emotional wholeness? It's the fruit of the Spirit. The Word of God says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." This is a description of the emotional life of Jesus. These things characterized Jesus' life. When you look at the life of Jesus, it's very apparent His life was characterized by love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. God desires that we become like Jesus even in our emotions. He wants us not just to have the mind of Christ, but also the emotions of Christ. And this is the goal of emotional healing, not just to take away the pain and the hurt, but to transform your life, to make you like Jesus. Emotional healing is not just about dealing with the pain and with the hurt. That's an essential part of it, but that's only half of it, because not only does God want to deal with that, He wants to make you whole. He wants you to have the fruit of the Spirit, to cultivate those in your life and to transform your life, to make you like Jesus. God longs to deal with the hurt and the damaged emotions, and He wants to cultivate positive, godly emotions in your life. This is God's will for your life. This is God's will for you today. This is His goal in emotional healing, to deal with the hurt, to deal with the pain, to deal with the misery, to help you deal with the things in your life that aren't right as far as your emotions, and to cultivate in you the fruit of the Holy Spirit, to make you like Jesus even in your emotions. One final fact that we need to look at today about emotional healing: we've already talked about the source of healing, who is God. We've talked about the confrontation in emotional healing. You must be ready to confront the negative emotions. You must be willing to deal with the people or the circumstances that put you in this position. And we also have looked at the goal of emotional healing. God's goal is to transform you, is to make you different, to change you. The final thing we need to look at today is the degrees of emotional healing. Every believer stands in need of some form of emotional healing. Because of sin, we have negative, sinful emotions that plague us. Sin has corrupted our emotions. The Word of God says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and 32, "Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, and clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you." Now notice the contrast. In verse 31, we have what sin does to our emotions. In verse 31, we have a vivid description of what sin does to us emotionally. He says, "Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice." Now, Paul says, and this takes the scripture, put these things away. Now, why does he say put these things away? Because they were part of the lives of these individuals. And they're part of our lives too. And this is what sin does to us. It produces in us sinful, negative emotions. But in verse 32, we have God's will. In verse 32, we have the emotional healing that God wants to give us. What happens in our lives when God heals us? It says, "And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you." That's what God's will is for your life, to be kind, tenderhearted, forgiving, not angry, bitter, guilty, or shameful. He wants to forgive you and heal you and make you different. Because of sin, every believer must seek God for emotional healing, for personal change. And there are degrees of emotional healing. The degrees of emotional healing are basically three. The first level is the level of personal sanctification. And this is why I say that all believers need change in their life. Every believer needs to deal with sinful, negative emotions. All believers have some type of sinful, negative emotion or emotions in their life. And the way that they deal with this is through prayer, through the study and the application of the Word of God, through worship, through fellowship, through accountability. This first level is the basic level. Every believer needs to seek God for personal change through these various means that God has given. The next level is the area of targeted emotions. Perhaps you have a particularly strong issue with some sinful negative emotion. Perhaps you're a jealous person. Perhaps you are filled with anger. There's some particular sinful emotion that has been cultivated in your life, and you need to target that emotion. This is the second level of emotional healing, and it needs to be dealt with. The third level of emotional healing is the healing of deep wounds. And this is when you have to deal with those hurts that have been inflicted on you by others. And this is when you have been radically wounded, when your life has been altered, when your emotional condition has been traumatized because of something that was said or something that was done in your life, and it has led to all kinds of problems and difficulties in your life. And this needs specific prayer and specific ministry. Every believer must pursue God daily for change. Every believer needs this personal sanctification. But specific prayer ministry is needed in the area when you have a targeted emotion, maybe a particular sinful emotion, or when there's the need for healing of deep wounds. This needs special prayer. This needs special dealing with. Every believer needs some type of emotional healing. There are various degrees, and all of us need the touch and the healing of God in our life. As we close out today, I want to leave with talking simply about what emotional healing is not. And I want you to understand that emotional healing is a tremendous work of God, but there are some things that it is not. And first, it's not salvation. Salvation comes through the Lord Jesus Christ when a person sees their sinfulness and sees their need of a Savior and turns to Jesus Christ in true faith. Salvation is the beginning of emotional healing. Salvation is the starting point for emotional healing, but it is not salvation. Second, it's not a substitute for personal holiness. Emotional healing and personal holiness go hand in hand, but it's not a substitute. We must pursue holiness in our life. We must confront and deal with our sin and strive to become more like Christ. And emotional healing, having somebody pray for you for emotional healing, having someone minister to you in this area is not a substitute for personal pursuit of holiness. It's not magic. And it's not New Age teaching or philosophy. I know that there are some out there who maybe go too far in their idea about emotional healing. But emotional healing is not magic. It's not hocus pocus. It's not New Age philosophy or conjuring up this inner self in which you deal with your hurts and your wounds. Emotional healing from the biblical perspective is opening yourself up to God and allowing Him to help you deal with the negative, sinful emotions that have been cultivated in your life and helping you cultivate the fruit of the Spirit in your life. And finally, emotional healing is not an escape from personal responsibility. In fact, emotional healing is a tremendous, tremendous call for personal responsibility. It is the call for you, through God's help, to confront and deal with what's not right in your life. Emotional healing is not someone praying over you and it just magically going away. Emotional healing is seeking God and coming to grips with the pain and the hurt in your life. The first step to seeking God for emotional healing is understanding what it is. And I pray that in this time together we have helped you understand more about emotional healing. And so the question I have for you now is, what do you need in your life? How do you need God to touch you? What kind of healing do you need? Today, it's available. Will you seek God for it? Father, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that each one who hears this, that the Spirit of God would move mightily upon their life today. That the Spirit of God would reveal those sinful, negative emotions that have been cultivated in their lives. And that today they would seek You for the healing. That today, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit would come upon each one and help them deal with the hurt, the pain, and the misery that this is inflicted in their life. And I pray for the cultivation of the power of the Spirit in their life, that they might manifest and deepen the fruit of the Spirit in their lives. Oh Lord God, do this now in the lives of these individuals. For it's in the name of Jesus I pray it. Amen.